Okay, today's daf is Bikurim, daf Beis. Second daf here, Maseches Bikurim. Just one hosafa I forgot to mention in the last year, but two shiurim ago, in the last daf of Arla, I misspoke when we were talking about the difference between the Kilei Zeraim and Kilei Akerem. I spoke about Kilei Akerem being Aser Bahana, and I mentioned Kilei Zeraim Aser Bachila. That's not true. Kilei Zeraim is not Aser Bachila. Kilei Zeraim is only Aser to plant. But once Kilei Zeraim are planted, then I'm allowed to get benefits. So it was it was Mutter versus Iser Hana. Iser Hana doesn't go down one level, but it's just, this is Aser Bahana, and this is Asur just to plant, but there's no Isser once it's planted. Okay, just to clarify that. Hopefully those who listened to the last half of Arla listen to this one as well. So we get into Bikurim Dabbeis. Yesterday we had a Haskalah into the world of Bikurim, Rambam's Ram, and we noted that the, again, interesting, the first Mishnah discusses what's subject to Bikurim and what's not subject to Bikurim. We'll get to what exactly is the Bikurim process and all the parts of it later, as we noted. But first, what is the when is Bikurim required? When is it not brought? And sometimes you bring Bikurim, sometimes you bring Bikurim and you're not Korei. I think we mentioned once in Arla, you know, there are some halachas of maybe Ve'inu Korei. So just big deal, just be Korei. Be Korei, and it's just Psukim. You know, what's the downside? So we mentioned then that it's Mechzi Kesheker. If you say Admascha and it's not your Admascha, so then it's not true. And Atishkan Balecha Avla, and there's no there can't be falsehood amongst you, and there's also falsehood in the Mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when we go to the Beis HaMikdash, especially, you know, we have to be careful with our words. And that's why all the lumdis of Machlokas on yesterday's Daf, on Daf Aleph, discuss when is it on Mascha, when is it not. If you have some Rishus, you know, to be there, to plant there, is that enough on Mascha or not? What if you give Machlokas? We had temporary Rishus, permanent Rishus. That was the Machlokas we had. We paskin even temporary Rishus, Rabbi Yona in the name of Rabbi Imi. We paskin like not Rabbi Yosef in the name of Imi. So that was an important discussion. You can't just say extra psukim. It's not just extra psukim. It's psukim that express an idea. And if that idea is not true in terms of halacha, so then we wouldn't want you to do it. So that was the first Mishnah. The Mishnah gave examples of the last one of Elu She'ein Mevi'in. Remember, if I have a tree that of one of the Shivas Aminim that goes under, it gets nutrients from somebody else's property. So that was the discussion. So we are up to the two dots on Aleph Amid Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevi. So Rabbi Yehuda says Mevi. What's that talking about? Case three. Right, let's remember the three cases. We have three cases in the Mishnah, and only the third case out of Machlokas. Right, case one of the Mishnah was, and all of them, the Tanakhama said, Eino Mevi. And in the third case, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you are Mevi. So what were the cases? We have the first case of, you plant something in your Rishus, and you bring a branch in your Mavrachit, and you bring it out into somebody else's Rishus, or into Rishus Arabim. Then you have the flip side. If you, that's the first case, Notei Patok Shalo, and then you brought it out into your friends. And then the second case is, if you start, you take a tree that's in the street or in your friend's field, and you bring it into yours. Both of those cases, we just have the halacha of Eino Mevi, just the Tanakhama. The third case is, I have two fields on different sides of the street or different sides of your property. And then I take a branch from my side, and I go and I bring it to the other part, the other field of me, of my bailus, and you're in the middle, or street is in the middle. So in that case, the Tanakhama also says Eino Mevi, but there, Rabbi Yehuda says Mevi. So the question is, what's the difference between the third case and the first two cases, right? If it has to do with nutrients from someone else's property, so then Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't argue in the third case. It should be Eino Mevi in all of them. And if the issue is Rishus, so then if there was no Rishus given, then all shouldn't make a difference. And if there was Rishus given, it should be okay in all the cases. So what exactly the Gemara is going to talk about, why in case three does Rabbi Yehuda say maybe? And remember, case three is about both, right? It starts off in my Rishus, and it ends off in my Rishus, and it doesn't matter what's in the middle, Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, right? Because the Gemara is going to talk about both of those cases. So that's just a summary of the Mishnah, the three cases, the third case having Machlokas. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer maybe. So Gemara says, Al Daiti Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, ma be notei l'tok shalo v'hivrech l'tok shal yachid. What's the case number one? And ma'abin notiela tok shalo, behivel tok shalo, v'derech ha'yachad be'emza. And the derech ha'yachad is the middle. Right? We don't assume that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on all three cases. Right? Only Rabbi Yehuda was only brought on the third case. So what's the difference between case one and case three? That's the Gemara's question. Answer, Rav Acha, b'shem Rav Miyasha, b'shev Ri. So we're going to have three stages of explanation of this machlokas. So stage number one, maybe, you know why the last case, Rabbi Yehuda says that if I take a branch, a tree from my rishus, and I take a branch, and I be mavrachit, and put it into the ground, I bring it out into my rishus on the other side. You know why that's okay? Because there was, and this, even though there's a street in the middle, that I'm going under, or your rishus, because the case is, ukimta, b'shev richad, b'dalaso b'silon. What I did was, the root that I took from my tree, and I brought it underneath, I put it into a pipe. I put it into a pipe or some type of gourd, I don't know, some type of hard gourd peel, so that it did not get any nutrients from where it was going through. Right? Where were the nutrients from? Where it started in my rishus and where it ended in my rishus. And the whole middle did not get any nutrients from that ground. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says kore. That's why the Rabbi Yehuda says maybe in that case, because that's yours. That's on mascha. There was no lack of admascha. There was no nutrients coming from somebody else's rishus. Says the Gemara, that's such a great answer. It's too good and it ruins the pshat. Why? Because if you're telling me there was no nutrients, so why does he only say mevi? What about kore? It's a perfect. Ibishevricha b'dalaso b'silon yavi v'yikra. Rabbi Yehuda should say it's totally yours. It should even be kore. Right? The mevi always means that you bring it, but there's something still lacking. That's why still some type of lack of admascha, and therefore just bring it, but don't be curry. But if it's in a pipe that's not getting any nutrients on the outside, yovi v'yikra. And also, and what about the shita of the Rabbanan? Why would the Rabbanan say no? Maybe I feel like Rabbanan yovi v'yikra. Even the Rabbanan should agree to that, right? Because there's no nutrients, there's no lack of admascha. So the Gemara says that pshat doesn't work. That pshat doesn't work because then there shouldn't be. Rabbi Yehuda should go even further, and the Rabbanan shouldn't argue. So number two. Amar Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona says, really, you know why what the case is and why Rabbi Yehuda says mevi ve'eno kore? Because there's a suffix going on here. What's the case? Tzricha l'Rabbi Yehuda. Tzricha here means suffix. Rabbi Marafolda says misafkale l'Rabbi Yehuda. What's the case? This is the case. Tzricha l'Rabbi Yehuda hamocher shela chavero. Right? I have a field. You have a field on the other side of my field. So you bought a path in my yard. You paid me to get a path in my yard to go to your field. So now you own that path. The Rabbi Yehuda suffix is, and now I have fields on both sides of this little path that I sold you. The question is, what did I sell you? Did I just sell you the surface? Did I sell you surface ability to be able to walk? Or did I sell you underneath also? Meaning nafkamina, what if you would want to dig on your path? Right, is did I sell you the path on top or did I sell you all the way down? That's the question Rabbi Yehuda wasn't sure about. And again, just outside. And if I sold you the top, then according to this case, it's all on mascha. It's all me underneath. Right, I brought a branch going from one side to the other side under your path. But if I sold you underneath too, to home, so then you're mafsik and then there shouldn't be a yamitzvah. So you know what? What is Rabbi Yehuda paskin? Maybe ve'eno kore, right? That's the chumrah. The chumrah. That's why he's mesubik about that case. Maybe ve'eno kore. So let's read that. Tzricha l'Rabbi Yehuda hamocher shvel chaveru makom drisa hu machar. Did he just sell the place that he walks, the makom drisa? Oh, ad hataho machar. Or did he sell all the way deep down to the belly of the ground? Itamar makom drisa machar. If you're telling me that he sold all the way down, then maybe ve'kore. Right? If he sold Makam Drisa, meaning just the top part, just the trampling, walking part, then he may be Vakare, because everything underneath is mine, is the Mocher's. And therefore, there's no problem that's fully on Mascha. Itamer, Ada Taho Machar, but if you say he sold all the way down, then Lo Yavi Kalikur, then there's no Mitzvah Bikurim, because there's a lack of on Mascha. Remember we said yesterday, on Mascha has to be full exclusive. Right? That's the din of on Mascha. It has to be fully yours. If there's a little bit of somebody else's, then it's no good. So, misafig, maybe veino kare. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says his shita in case number three of the Mishnah, maybe veino kare. You bring the bikurim, but you don't do the mikra bikurim. And what about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan who say, eino mevi? Rabbanan, pshita lon, shemachar at home. Rabbanu would say, no, you for sure sold, when you sold a path, you sold all the way under the path also, and therefore they would say, Eino Mevi. They would say, Eino Mevi. This relates to the Mefarshim on the side pointed out, remember there are a couple of prakim in the middle of Baba Basra, all about when you sell this, what's your kavana, and Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah is there, about whether a mocher sells Ba'ayin Yafeh, or Ba'ayin Ra'ah, does a no sin matana, Ba'ayin Yafeh, Ba'ayin Ra'ah. So that relates to this sugya here. If it's related, so the Rabbana would be saying he sells ba'ayin yafa, right? He sells adat to home, and Rabbi Huma would be mesupik about it. Okay, but that is all an explanation of the machlokas. So the Gemara says ma pligin. The Gemara just notes that this whole machlokas would only be b'mochish shvil achavero. If I sell you the shvil, and the question is, did I also sell you what's underneath the shvil? Ava, what about this case? Avil imachar lo sade v'shiel lo shvil. What about the opposite? I sold you a whole field, but I kept a shvil. I kept a pathway for me. So in that case, there's no reason for me to have sold you also adat to home. It's mine. I sold you what you wanted. I sold you a field on this side, a field on that side. I kept this path. So there, everybody would say that the field, the underneath is still mine. Still belongs to the mocher. And therefore, in that case, there wouldn't be a machlokas. Period. Before we get to the next line, there's an implicit problem with this explanation. This explanation is beautiful, perfect, but for only half of the case. What's case number three, which we just explained? Case number three is where I have a field on two sides of either private property, right, yours, or street. So this works for one and not two, right? This works for if I sold you the path. So that's the question. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a suffik, and the Rabbanan say it's not a suffik. You for sure sold the tahom. But what about the Rosh Hashanah in the middle? Then for sure we would say that if you sell Rosh Hashanah the path, then for sure the Rosh Hashanah gets underneath too. Right? Because that doesn't belong to you. So there, Bevada, he sells out of tahom. So then Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have a suffik in that case. So this explanation doesn't explain that part of case number three. It only explains part of case number three of the Shvil HaYachid in the middle. There could be a question. Rabbi Yehuda's Mesupik and the Rabbanan say, you did sell out of the home. But the Shvil HaRabim in the middle, then this doesn't work. So we have to come up with another explanation to explain the Shvil HaRabim part of it. The Shvil HaYachid we explained. But now we need a case for the Shvil HaRabim. So that's what we're up to now. You have to just add in that background. So the Gemara says, Al Daiti to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to formulate it as, you know, what's the difference between the cases of the Mishnah again? Ma bein notea l'toch shelo v'hivrech l'toch shel rabim, right? The cases one or two. Ma bein notea l'toch shelo v'hivrech l'toch shelo v'derecha rabim ensa. Meaning you didn't answer, you didn't explain that. You didn't explain the machlokes of the Rabbanan in that part of case number three, with a rabim in the middle. So you have to come up with another explanation. Amar Rabbi Imi, maybe the machlokas is exactly a parallel machlokas to the one in Baba Basra on Daf Samach in the Bavli. At the end of Cheska Sabatim. Rabbi Imi, Asya, Rabbi Yehuda Krebeliezer. Rabbi Yehuda here, who is Mesupik, holds like Rabbi Yehuda here, who says, Mevi, Ve'eno Kore. Right, in the case where you have the street in the middle of your two properties, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer over there. Did Tanina Taman, because we learned over there in the Mishnah in Baba Basra. Einosa Chal Tachas B'Shul Rabim Barashich Lamaros. Are you allowed to dig underneath the street and make yourself a cave or a ditch? Are you allowed to do that? The Tanakhama says no. Because eventually, it could be that this is going to damage the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. It's going to get weak on top of it. The roof of your ditch is going to get... So you can't do it. You can't dig underneath. Rebbe Eliezer Matir. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it's fine, as long as you leave it strong enough. Rebbe Eliezer Matir, Kidei Shetei Agola Mahaleches V'tun Avanim. As long as a very heavy load, right, a wagon carrying rocks, if it can support that, then you're okay. Then you're okay. So that's the Machlokes over there. So what does Rebbe Eliezer say? You're allowed to dig under the street. So if Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to dig under the street over there, so maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you are allowed to, under the street is called yours. is called yours. Kemadir Rabbi Eliezer Amar Taman. Tachad which is a Rabbim Shalom. Just like over there, the Rebbe Lezer says that under the street is yours, and therefore you're allowed to dig, and therefore that reflects it's yours. Kach Rebbe Yehuda Amar Hacha Tachad which is a Rabbim Shalom. Right, so to hear, it would be enough for Rebbe Yehuda to be called Admascha. Right, it's under the street, is it fully yours? You have rights there. So it's enough to be on Mascha. That's why Rabbi Yehuda would say, maybe. Rabbi Yehuda would say, maybe. So the Gemara, this what to say on that, but I guess let's just finish the sentence. So the Gemara says, if that's true, then why doesn't he go, if Rabbi Yehuda really holds fully like Rabbi Eliezer, that you're allowed to? So again, the next step, why doesn't he say, maybe? The Korei. Rabbi Yishmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak boy, in Rabbi Eliezer, Yaviv Yikra. Why doesn't he go across, fully? If Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer are the same Shita, and Rabbi Eliezer says, you're allowed to dig onto the street. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say, here, maybe Vikore? Answer, no, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say it's fully yours. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Misbar Savar, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, She Rabbi Eliezer Mater Lasos Kenvein Shelo La'olam. You think Rabbi Eliezer Shita that you're allowed to dig on the street means forever, it's you can do whatever you want with it, and it's your property? No, that's not what he means. He means you have certain rights to it, and it's not totally off limits. That's all. Ela Rabbi Eliezer Mater Lasos Kain V'Chalachodem Emzacha. He says you can dig under the street, but you know, let's say somebody else comes along and says, "Oh, wow, what a great cavity under the street! I think I'm going to use it for storage." You can't say no; it's mine. You dug it. You did a nice thing, but it's not yours. You're allowed to do it, but it's not yours. And therefore, this area is somewhere in the middle. It's somewhere in the middle. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It's enough to be Admascha to be Mevi, but it's not enough Admascha to be Korei. Right? And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, the Rabbanon hold like the Tanakam in Baba Basra, who say, you can't dig under here. So it's not Admascha at all. And therefore, ain't no Mevi. Ain't no Mevi if there's a street in the middle. But Rabbi Yehuda holds up this middle sheet. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. What does he say? Svir le Rabbi Eliezer, de kol she'eino monea umazik es harabim mitashmishan, as long as you're not preventing usage or you're not damaging the rabim, lav gezel ninhu. It's not stealing. Hilkach hachanami gabi bikura mevi, but ve'eino kore. Mevi de lav gezel ninhu ve'eino kore dinakaka shalo. Right? It's not stealing, so you can still say admascha, but you can say it's not yours. So I'm saying, you bring because it's somewhat admascha, but you're eino kore because it's not fully admascha. So that is Rebbe Eliezer somewhere in the middle. So again, we're going to have to, this is, right, the Mara Fulda also says it in short, all the way on top. You see, Rebbe Eliezer Mater Lasos Kein, Mikal Malkam Eino Shalo, Lefisha Mutter Lasos Kein, Karina Bela Zochem and Admascha, but Hakolam Boz Vasachala, but if somebody comes and wants to use it, they can. She'eze Nikr Shalomamish, Lefichach, Eino Kari. It is somewhere in the middle. And we think this is just theoretical and never comes up. The Rashba was asked. The Rashba was asked 700 years ago. The Rashba was asked in Chelek Beis. This is Chelek Beis. Yeah, Chelek Beis. Simon Reisari Beis. Reisari Beis. Haditznan. Eino Zemchala. We learned about Basra Daf Samach. You can't build something under the street. V'yachshav v'nek pachal asoso. Everybody is like the Wild West here, the Rashba was asked. It's like people are digging things under the street all the time. B'li shum rishus. They don't ask. V'yeshin ol rishus min adon. Some ask the mayor if they can dig under this street. V'achshav bas shimon la'arer al Ruvain b'din mishnasenu. And now, Ruvain's coming to, Shimon's coming to be Ma'ar on Ruvain. Midam Rinan, Meitza Shechziku Bo Rabim, Asa L'Kalkalo. Because if Rabim started using something, you can't ruin it. And we learn the Chazkas Habatim, V'chulu, Alma, Rishas Rabim, Lo Nitan L'Mechila. So, even if you did something under the street, it's not up to Mechila, but Ruvain, to Minag Mevatel Alacha. Vod, Derech Rabim, Derech HaMelechu. Ubi Adol L'Makro, I can do whatever I want. So somebody's getting upset that this other guy is digging onto the street. Maybe his property is right next to the street, and he's worried that it's going to weaken his property wall. So this came up with the Rashba. Says the Rashba, Tshuva. Shuras hadin hagemara. Kol sheba lasos chalal. Tachas v'shus harabim. V'yaf al pi sheru'u harabim v'shasku. Ein zu mechila hamo'elas v'shus harabim. Me'ikar hadin, the rabim, you can't do something and say, oh, the rabim was mochel. The Rambam is too many people. It's a unit that can't be mochel, right? Technically, that is the din. That is the din. But says the Rashba, come on, this is the minhag that everybody does. Everybody does this. We call makom. Achshav nagu b'chala makom osu b'chala arim. Lasos la'olam kol bibin. Everybody pipes their sewage onto the street. Right? Lasos kol bibin shela'ir chalulin tachas karka rishos arabim. L'kaleach shami me'gishamim, the rainwater, v'chom me'tashbish bali batim u'mechasen osam. Everybody does that. Ve'in adem nimna b'kach. V'hakol hergulu b'kach. Ad shekol moshav ha'arim aleihem usomech kol toshav arim v'shema b'imei chachamim hayu b'bei magulim v'chein osin barova makomos. So he says, everybody ukeilu hakol mochlin b'kach v'rotzin v'asu b'zeh she'ino zocha k'zocha. So the Rashba says, you know, if everybody does something and it's been this way for decades, you know, then you can't just come and start going against the minhag. In that circumstance, so the Rashba says there in base right side of base that this comes up lamaisa. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Second Mishnah here in Maseches Bikurim. Harisin v'achakoros, sharecroppers. Right, discussed at length at the end of Bava Metzia. Harisin, right? You have that's the sharecropper that gets a certain percentage of the produce. Vachakoros, he pays a set amount. So all of those, these people will see, do not bring bikurim. Vahasikrikon. Remember sikrikon? People who forcibly take you off of the property, right? They either it's pikuach nefesh, right? They're gonna kill you and you save yourself by giving the land, or they force you, they give you money. Even if they give you money, it's not because they really want to be off this land. So Vahasikrikon, Vahagazlan, or Gazlan who stole the land. All these cases, it may be in the Osuatam, the same reason, Mishum Shenamar, Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha. Right? The same reason all these people do not own the land. It's not called Ad Mascha, and therefore Eino maybe. There is a problem. The Rishonim ask the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, elsewhere, Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, Lavka Kinyan Aguf Tami, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan says Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf. So why would, if I'm a sharecropper and I'm working this land for years, why wouldn't I be able to bring Bikurim from it? That's a question that's asked on Rabbi Yochanan. The Rishonim in Baba Basra, Daf Chav Zayin, deal with that. But the Gemara says, let's continue because there's major sugyas on this dafa that we'll have to just touch on. So ad kedum b'shagozal karka. So fine, this is when you steal karka. If I was gozal karka, I stole land, meaning I kind of checked you off your land and I went into your land. That's we realize that's not a muska because karka ain't an exelis, right? That's the principle we know. Even though we had, if you remember, did we have it back in Arla or before that? Remember we had the Yerushalmi. That there's no in karka nizelis, but yeshiyesh b'karka, right? We have that important line. I think at the beginning of Arla, against the Bavli never has that line that there could be yeish b'karka even though there's no gezel b'karka. But anyway, so ad kedom b'shagozal karka. So fine, I understand it's not a muska if you stole karka. But what happens if gezel's more of a nata? What if I stole a branch? I stole a branch of yours and then I planted it in my yard. I stole a branch of a pomegranate tree. And I planted it in my yard and it grew. So is that going to be, is that on Maskla? The Gemara says, of course it is. V'lo davim v'chayev lo. When I stole a branch of yours and I planted it into a tree, what do I have to give back to you? A branch? No. That's called shinui kone. Right? That becomes mine. I have to pay you back money. So of course that's called on Maskla. That branch is yours. When you steal something and it's nishtane, so then obviously it's yours. So v'lo davim v'chayev lo. So the Gemara answers, Ella Tzricha l'Rabbanan. The question is as follows. Mitzvos kigavoa hein o einan kigavoa? That's the question. Meaning what? So again, you have to know a lot of Masechah Sukkah and Baba Kama for this. We know there's a principle of Shini Kone. But according to some Rishonim at least, and this Gemara seems to be a riot to them, even if you say Shini Kone, it might not be good enough for a karban. A carbon might have a higher standard. that even if there is something that becomes mine, let's say if I stole it, if I stole an animal, and let's say the animal was pregnant and now the animal gives birth, let's say the shinui. So according to at least some Rishonim say it even after Yeirs, some say even after Shinui, that you still can't bring it as a korban. Why? Mitzvah haba ba'aveira might survive Yeush Shinui. So the question the Gemara is asking is, fine, there's a higher standard for korbanos. Does that apply to mitzvos also? Do mitzvos have also a higher standard that mitzvah haba ba'aveira might survive Shinui and Yeush? That's the question. Meaning Bikurim. Bikurim, this branch, fine, it's yours, Shinikona. But maybe Mitzvah Babaveira, right? Is it appropriate? I saw some of the Achronim in the back. To say, Hashem, thank you for giving me this land. You stole this branch. And you so what, technically Shinikona becomes yours. Is that appropriate to say, Hashem, Hashem, Nasatali? So, mitzvah, and that's specifically about Bikurim Shaila. The Gemara formulates it as a general mitzvah. Mitzvos kigavoa hein oena kigavoa. Hin temar kigavoa hein. If you say mitzvos are like karbanos eno mevi, then even with his branch, you're not going to be mevi. Hin temar eno kigavoa mevi. But if you say it's not kigavoa, then you would. Right, that's the shayla. Again, it sounds like it's a general mitzvos thing. But if you would have just had this line, you might have just said it's a bikurim thing specifically. Is bikurim like kachim? But the Gemara then says, has it by another mitzvah. Again, there's so much here to talk about, Shinui and Mitzvah Babaveira, but let's just finish this first, and then we'll see. The Gemara says, a parallel question is asked as follows, right? There is a machlokes, the Ras Elio notes, there's a machlokes elsewhere, in Abasechet Avodah Zarah, between Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda and the Rabbanan, an Asherah tree. An Asherah tree. Sometimes there's an Asherah tree if it was planted to be a tree of Avodah Zarah. Or there could be a tree that was planted, it's a tree, and then one day I decide to bow down to it and use it as a tree of Avodah Zarah. But we know that there's a concept, if a goy has Avodah Zarah, it can be nullified. It can be mevutal. So, hakol modim ba'asherah shebitla sheinu mevi menu gzirin l'maharacha. Everybody agrees, if you have an Asherah tree, everybody agrees, meaning machlokas I just said, everybody agrees, if you have an Asherah tree that the guy was mevatel, and you chopped up the lumber, you still cannot use that for wood on the Mizbeach. Meaning, there's a high standard when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Even though it's shinui, and it was mevutal, this tree was mevutal, and it's mutter bahana for a hedyot, but you still can't use it for wood in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a higher standard. But the machlokas is, Rishim and Lakish, boy, the question is, Maushi Avi Mena Lulav. What if you have a lulav tree that you did this to? So you can't use this for wood in the Beis HaMikdash. Could you use this for a lulav? If you have a lulav tree that was an Asherah tree, that was mevut nullified, and then you cut the lulavs. So there's shinui, there's bittul. So the same shayla. Mitzvahs, so this is not about bikurim. Right, so you see it's more of a general question about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs kegavoa hein o eno kegavoa. So which is it? Im temer kegavoa hein, if you say mitzvahs are like gavoa, then eno maybe, then you cannot use this for a lulav, and also by bikurim, you wouldn't be able to do it. Itamer ain't a kagavoa, maybe. But if you say it's not kagavoa, then maybe. So that's the shayla that is asked, and as we'll have to see, the Gemara is about to say maybe there's a difference between lulav and bikurim. Again, bikurim might have a higher standard. This is going to have to go on our list, possibly. We're going to have to make a list throughout this pesachta of bikurim kudshim. Connections, right? As we said, Bikurim belongs in Zroim, but it also is smacks of Kachim, because you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll have to discuss that. The Shinui Kona, let's just say a word about Shinui Kona, and then maybe next time about Mitzvah Ba'aveira. Shinui Kona, right, that is if I steal something, and then it changes, it might be a difference between if it changes by itself, Shinui de B'meila or Shinui B'yadayim, but Lamaisa, there's a principle called Shinui Kona. After it changes, then it becomes mine. So there's a big discussion in the Achronim. What exactly does that mean? Shinui Kona? We know what a kinyan is. Kinyan, many types of kinyanim. Shinui Kona? What does that mean? So the way Achronim formulated is, does that mean literally Shinui Kona? I stole wood. I stole lumber from you and I made it into a chair. So at that moment, the wood becomes mine and I only have to pay you back money. I don't have to give you back the chair. It's changed. So the second that I start making it into a chair, at that moment it becomes mine. It's not an issue of chote niskar. Like I'm a bad guy. I'm not going to get a shlishi the Shabbos, right? I stole the wood. But that's just the way it is. It's once it's changed, right? The language of the language in Tosfos in Meruba in Samachay in Baba Kama says it's a different item. This is another item that you stole. So shinui kona, the kinyan works by becoming a different item, and at that moment it's yours. That means you stole it on Sunday, you made it into a chair on Wednesday. On Wednesday it becomes yours through shinui. Shinui kona, literally. Right, that's one view, and that's what it sounds like from the words. The other approach, Achronim says, that really, you stole it on Sunday, it becomes yours on Sunday. So what happens on Wednesday? When you fashion it into a chair? What do you mean? It becomes yours on Sunday. Really, there's something called Kinyan Igzela, right away. But there's a Chovas Hashava. You have to return it. The Chovas Hashava prevents the Kinyan of kicking in. Kinyan Igzela is right when you picked it up, you stole it. You were kone it, mitam ganav, and you're chayba onsen. But the issue is that there's a chiyav chovas hashava to return it. So that prevents the kinyan. What does shinui do? Shinui removes the chovas hashava. And memela, the kinyan from Sunday, kicks in. But shinui is a kone. Kone, you don't have das kinyan there. So maybe that's how it works. And there are rayas, lakan or lakan, but that's the sugya of shinui kone. How does it work? Is it a real kinyan, or is it just remove the chovas hashava? There are rayas, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit also, but we'll talk about Mitzvah Baba Veira and other issues that come up. But again, as I said in the Hakdama, Bikurim has a lot of lumdus and inyanim that come up in Bikurim. So we'll have to see in the second parak, there's a lot of comparisons between Bikurim and Meiser and Truma and Chala. So exciting Masechta, and we will continue, B'ezras Hashem, next time.